Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. Police have issued a witness appeal for three people on the run after an attempted burglary in the Angelsberg area. According to the police report, the three people are wearing jogging trousers. The search for them is ongoing and drivers are urged not to give anyone a lift. Anyone who sees suspicious individuals in the Mersch or Angelsberg areas should report them to 113. Belgium's general strike enters its second day with widespread disruption. Schools are shut across Wallonia and Flanders. Creches, post offices and municipal buildings also remain closed. Hospitals are operating emergency services only. The strike follows the government's new budget plan, which includes substantial savings measures. Luxembourg is boosting defence spending and investing heavily in the coming years. The Lux Defence Association, launched yesterday evening by Minister of Defence Eurico Backers, brings together 80 companies in the sector. The Economics Ministry is working on legislation to enable domestic weapons production and export. In other news, Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities continue despite peace efforts. Airstrikes around Kyiv have hit residential buildings this morning, killing at least three people. Energy infrastructure was the main target ahead of winter. As for negotiations, President Zelensky says the initial US peace plan has been substantially modified. He plans to speak to Donald Trump and other leaders in the coming days, though details of the agreement remain undisclosed. 20 parliaments, including Luxembourg's Chamber of Deputies, have signed a declaration stating nothing should be decided about Ukraine without Ukraine or about Europe without Europe. DP Deputy Gusti Grass signed on behalf of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And reggae icon Jimmy Cliff has died at the age of 81 following a seizure and pneumonia. The singer of hits like You Can Get It If You Really Want and Star of The Harder They Come helped bring reggae to a global audience. Jamaica's Prime Minister called him a true cultural giant. Moving to sports, and the Champions League returns tonight with the fifth match day of the league phase. Chelsea host Barcelona, Manchester City face Leverkusen, Dortmund take on Villarreal and Marseille meet Newcastle and Ajax play Benfica. Staying with football, and Everton beat Manchester United 1-0 at Old Trafford despite playing with 10 men for most of the match. Idrissa Gueye was sent off after slapping teammate Michael Keane, but Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall's superb strike secured a shock victory for David Moyes' side. And Mick Schumacher will compete in the full 2026 IndyCar season with Raphael Letterman-Lanigan Racing. The 26-year-old son of seven-time Formula One champion Michael Schumacher made 43 Formula One starts for Haas and has been racing for Alpine in the World Endurance Championships. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's just one of those days, strong cloud cover, raining throughout, and the possibility of snow in the evening, especially up north. We'll also have slight wind gusts that could reach up to 20 kilometres an hour. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 3 to 4 degrees this morning, and it's not really warming up this afternoon, with temperatures possibly hitting a high of 5 to 6 degrees.